Part 2. You will hear a radio program, Change Your Life. For questions 8 to 13, decide whether the statements are true, A, false, B, or whether the information was not given, C. Mark your answers on the answer sheet labelled with a cross. Now you have 2 minutes to read the tasks. Now listen to part 2.
You will hear a radio program, Change Your Life, about people who have made a change in their professional and personal lives. You will hear the story of Julia Harris, age 36, who worked in sales for years before setting up Northwest Childcare, and right after that, our psychologist will give advice about what to do in similar situations.
When I left school at 18, I joined Selfridges as a management trainee. But 2 years later, a car accident left me unable to stand on the shop floor for hours. Forced to rethink my career, I joined a packaging company and in 4 years worked my way up to sales manager. At first, I was really content, but gradually things changed and over the next 6 years, it became really difficult. Competition was fierce and the company needed big orders to survive. Instead of making us pull together as a team, they made us feel like we were working against each other and there was unbearable pressure to find new bigger orders. It became monotonous and I was miserable, but I couldn't just walk away. I didn't have the courage to make a radical change. When I returned from maternity leave after having my first son, Sam, I became even more demoralised. I knew I could find work in sales elsewhere, but the problem was I actually hated selling. 2 years later, when I was looking for a new nanny for my second son, Charlie, and it was really hard to find the right person, the idea of a new job occurred to me. One day I phoned a childcare agency that turned out to be selling up. It got me thinking, I'm good with people, have a nose for business and understand what a mum wants when she looks for help. It would be a complete career change, but I felt I could handle it. Also, because I could work from home, it wouldn't require huge capital. After lengthy discussions with my husband Daniel, who is a lawyer, we decided to buy the business. Soon after, I had long discussions with the former owner for several weeks to learn about the business and I also read up on legislation. Then I took a course for new businesses. Gradually, our agency took off. It's very hard work, but I'm finally doing a job I love. I find each day challenging and rewarding. It also fits well around family life, which means I don't have to find someone to look after my children. Having flexibility makes my new job even more wonderful.
And now, some advice for those who have a similar problem with their job. Follow our four-point plan. 1. Write down why you dislike your job to see if there is anything you could do to improve your role. 2. Talk to people who do the same job but for other companies to identify whether the problem lies with the firm or the work itself. 3. Ask an honest colleague to list your key skills. This will help you to recognise what other jobs you may be good at. 4. Keep an open mind and look through all job pages. There may be a position or course that will suit you. Now listen again.
You will hear a radio program, Change Your Life, about people who have made a change in their professional and personal lives. You will hear the story of Julia Harris, age 36, who worked in sales for years before setting up Northwest Childcare. And right after that, our psychologist will give advice about what to do in similar situations.
When I left school at 18, I joined Selfridges as a management trainee. But 2 years later, a car accident left me unable to stand on the shop floor for hours. Forced to rethink my career, I joined a packaging company and in 4 years worked my way up to sales manager. At first, I was really content, but gradually things changed and over the next 6 years, it became really difficult. Competition was fierce and the company needed big orders to survive. Instead of making us pull together as a team, they made us feel like we were working against each other, and there was unbearable pressure to find new, bigger orders. It became monotonous and I was miserable, but I couldn't just walk away. I didn't have the courage to make a radical change. When I returned from maternity leave after having my first son, Sam, I became even more demoralised. I knew I could find work in sales elsewhere, but the problem was I actually hated selling. 2 years later, when I was looking for a new nanny for my second son, Charlie, and it was really hard to find the right person, the idea of a new job occurred to me. One day, I phoned a childcare agency that turned out to be selling up. It got me thinking, I'm good with people, have a nose for business, and understand what a mum wants when she looks for help. It would be a complete career change, but I felt I could handle it. Also, because I could work from home, it wouldn't require huge capital. After lengthy discussions with my husband Daniel, who is a lawyer, we decided to buy the business. Soon after, I had long discussions with the former owner for several weeks to learn about the business and I also read up on legislation. Then I took a course for new businesses. Gradually, our agency took off. It's very hard work, but I'm finally doing a job I love. I find each day challenging and rewarding. It also fits well around family life, which means I don't have to find someone to look after my children. Having flexibility makes my new job even more wonderful.
And now, some advice for those who have a similar problem with their job. Follow our four-point plan. 1. Write down why you dislike your job to see if there is anything you could do to improve your role. 2. Talk to people who do the same job but for other companies to identify whether the problem lies with the firm or the work itself. 3. Ask an honest colleague to list your key skills. This will help you to recognise what other jobs you may be good at. 4. Keep an open mind and look through all job pages. There may be a position or course that will suit you. Now you have 30 more seconds to complete the tasks.